And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. If you've tried to move house recently or to open an account at a new bank, you'll know just how exhaustive and exhausting identity checks can be. We often hear harrowing stories in the press about people having their identity stolen, identity theft, and the kinds of predicament that that can land people in. In order to prove our own identity, we may be asked to provide all manner of different things. A passport and its number, perhaps a national insurance number, or even an NHS number, our address, perhaps a baptism certificate, details of our employment, all those kinds of things. Of course, the most basic item is our name. Now, when Jesus asked the man among the tombs what his name was, he got a very strange answer. "My name is Legion," he said. Well, that's how people were referring to him, because he had many demons. But that was not his proper identity. It was not what God had made him to be. Jesus restores the man's true identity, freeing him from his awful predicament. And by the close, we see the man clothed in his right mind and sitting at Jesus' feet. Now, just prior to this, Jesus has calmed a storm on the lake to save his frightened disciples. In both situations, we see here Jesus bringing order and peace out of chaos and fear. And in the man's case, bringing a new beginning, a fresh start. He's now dressed and in his right mind, sitting at the feet of Jesus. What does it mean? What is it to sit at the feet of Jesus? Well, Mary did it in Bethany. Her anxious sister Martha wanted her to return to the kitchen to help with supper. But Jesus says, no, Mary has chosen the better part. That is, she's chosen the one thing that is essential, to sit at Jesus' feet. It's essential if we want to know who we are and what we're called to be. At Jesus' feet, we learn how precious we are to God. By watching and listening to him, we become a little bit more like him, with the help of his Spirit, in order to put into practice the things that he's said. To sit at Jesus' feet is to become united with him in love, in body, mind and spirit, just as this communion service declares, in order that we can be nourished by him and take him out into the world. It is at the feet of Jesus that this man's identity was affirmed. And it's here too that ours will be. We've heard this morning St. Paul say this: "In Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who have been baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ." It strikes me that that's just a fancy way of saying we'll know who we are when we come close to Jesus. when we're clothed with him and in our right mind. Doesn't matter who we are, which side of the lake we've come from, what our past mistakes may have been, or what glorious achievements we have made. It's by what Paul calls being in Christ, called by love to be children of God through faith. Now, there's no getting away from it. This is a very strange story with its speaking demons and its pigs hurling to destruction. Pigs were the archetypal unclean animal. So perhaps in the first century Jewish mind, they were a fitting place for evil spirits to go. But just as with the stilling of the storm, the main focus must be on Jesus himself and on his authority over all things, whether it's the wind and the waves or even unclean spirits. Sadly, the local population gets spooked and they ask Jesus to leave, which he willingly does. The restored man begs to go with Jesus, but he's told to go home and to declare how much God has done for him. More often than not, we are not called to go very far, but to stay and to bloom where we are planted. That is, to declare the glories of God, unafraid of owning our new identity in Christ, that of being ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven, sons and daughters of God, called now by love to live lives of love. Amen.